Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. We have all heard there is a link between lack of nutrients and disease, but this new story takes a look at how cost of food and a person's education determines the quality of the food one eats. According to the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, better educated people tend to spend more money on each calorie, but also chose more nutrient-rich foods. Higher quality diets were not only more costly per calorie, but were associated with higher household incomes and education of study participants. Education, rather than incomes, was the dominant factor. Energy-dense diets of fast food, candy, and desserts tended to be nutrient poor and consumed by those on lower incomes. Noted in the study was the fact that women ate less energy-dense diets than men and also spent less on food than men, attesting to the fact that women just eat less food than men. And for our next story, we look at children and allergies. According to the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, obese children have a 26% higher chance of allergies, especially food-related allergies. Although they could not say definitively obesity causes the allergies, they are quite certain that the types of food these children are eating and the frequency of which they eat them are a primary cause of the problem. The researchers looked at antibody levels to indoor allergens, outdoor allergens, and food allergens, and how body weight was a factor. It also noted that two things made children less susceptible to allergies: introducing a broad range of foods slowly, spending time outdoors. And when I come back, we'll take a look at why heart disease is more often misdiagnosed in women and why chiropractic should be included in every flu prevention plan.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
According to a new study out of the Weill Medical College of Cornell University, primary care doctors are more likely to attribute shortness of breath, chest pain, and other symptoms of heart disease in women to stress, compared to when they see the same symptoms in men. According to the study, this type of gender bias is alive and well and delays diagnosing serious cardiovascular heart disease, or CHD, in women. The study, involving 87 internists and 143 family physicians, showed that doctors diagnosed women as having CHD only 15% of the time, compared to 56% of the time in men. And women were referred to cardiologists just 30% of the time, compared to 62% of the time for men. The study shows a clear-cut need for educational initiatives to improve healthcare understanding of gender differences. And for our last and most important story, a recent research update from the Journal of Pediatric, Maternal, and Family Health Chiropractic states that people of all ages are encouraged to add chiropractic to their strategy for warding off and fighting flu and its effects, swine flu or otherwise. Spinal adjustments can have a positive effect on immune function, according to a growing number of researchers. Chiropractic corrects spinal abnormalities called vertebral subluxations that result in interference of the nervous system. Since the nervous system controls all functions of the body, including the immune system, chiropractic care can have a positive effect on immune function. According to Dr. Christopher Kent of the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance, contemporary research is beginning to shed light on the neurobiological mechanisms which may explain the outstanding clinical results chiropractors have experienced when managing patients with viral and infectious diseases. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. It takes twice as long to lose new muscle if you stop working out than it did to gain it. Lazy people out there shouldn't use this as motivation to not work out, however. It's relatively easy to build new muscle tissue and get your muscles in shape. So if anything, this fact should be motivation to get you off the couch and get moving. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.